Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good morning and almost good afternoon here on this Martin Luther King holiday. The Martin Luther King Classic here at John Thiel Gymnasium resumes for the Galesburg Silver Streaks right now. And the tip is won by
Carrot Top.
Well, it didn't take you long to get that one in.
Oh, yeah.
2 seconds.
I mean, it's just the first thing you think of when you see the big center for York is Frank Tuohy. He's 6'6" and bright red. If you've ever seen Carrot Top, the comedian, he's Carrot Top. Same style.
But the ball is knocked out of bounds on the opening tip, and the Silver Streaks get it because Tuohy is the one who knocked it there. Silver Streaks start Garnett on a backdoor cut to Grant Gibson, lays it up and in, and he's fouled, and what a start for the Silver Streaks. Coach Mike Reynolds talking in the pregame show how he's looking for some bounce, some energy from this team, and a nice little backdoor cut. That'll help your shooting percentage a lot. The foul on Matt DeFrancesca, a 5'11 senior from the backside. Gibson misses the free throw, and David Cohn comes in for the rebound for the Dukes, who are the tournament favorite now, coming in at 3-0. And a couple of real dominant wins in this tournament so far as well. On the right side, Rizzuto runs in from the right side, juggles the ball and travels with it, so the Dukes turn it over on their first possession.
Well, I'm sure Coach Tom Kleinschmidt of York reminding his kids to bring energy as well, because if they look at who they're playing and how the teams have performed in this tournament, Galesburg and Bloomington today, the two teams that have struggled the worst here, and it be an opportunity for them to come out a little flat, but I don't think Coach Kleinschmidt obviously wants that to happen.
Gibson down the left side, cut off there, skips it back out to Aslan Butler. A long three, misses badly, rebound deflected into the hands of DeFrancesca for Uke.
Longest three we've tried all year. He was way out.
Now on the right side, driving in after a fake, Cohn gets it out to DeFrancesca for three, and that's a much better three-point shot. Right on the line, much better percentage, and much more in the flow of the offense for the Dukes there. This is Butler with it on the left side, top of the circle, Garnett joining Cheeseman, Ross, and Gibson. Gibson gets the man on his hip, high off the glass, missed it, rebound battled for two. He comes up with it for the Dukes, wearing the road green. They have three rebounds already, drive at the other end, and a blocking foul called as Cohn took it hard in from the left side. Cohn, a 6'2 junior, Rizzuto, a 5'10 senior, and DeFrancesca, the other guard at 5'11, also a senior. And the two players down low, Mike DeSpinach, a 6'5 senior, and Frank Tuohy, the 6'7 sophomore. To the free throw line, Cohn, with the Dukes leading 3-2, just underway here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, Silver Streaks boys basketball in the Martin Luther King Classic here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz with Jim Lee, Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Thanks for being with us here on this Monday to begin the week on a holiday.
Second free throw rolls through as well. Mike DeSpinach of York, that's one of the names we remember from last year, had a solid game against us. They were a very physical team last year. We were fortunate to escape with a victory over them as we won this tournament title a year ago. But they were tough, but they graduated some key people.
Tom Kleinschmidt, the DePaul University graduate, if you remember that name, as a basketball player there. Just his first year as the head coach, he was an assistant for the last couple of years, at least last year prior to that. Here's a miss by the Silver Streaks and a run at the other end by York. And an offensive foul called as Lamont Ross got back, and DeSpinach tried to sidestep him but drew enough contact for the offensive foul.
Second turnover by York. Looks like they won't be too concerned about applying any pressure right now. And we figured we'd see a lot of zone, but right now it looks like a pretty straight man-to-man.
Gibson on the outside, dribbles once, hands off to Carson Cheeseman. 6 minutes to go, first quarter, 5-2, the Dukes lead here in the early going. Chad Johnson back with the Silver Streaks today for two games after he spent a couple of days in Arizona for some baseball workouts with the Cincinnati Reds. Good defense by Cohn coming in from the backside. gets the steal off Carson Cheeseman, knocks it off Carson's leg out of bounds, and that's just the first turnover on the Silver Streaks. But the Dukes leading 5-2, trying to add to it, playing with a lot of energy here in the early going. At the free throw line, DeFrancesca cut off, skips it over left side to DeSpinach. Now has it back near the midcourt circle. Coming out for the pass, Rizzuto trying to lose Lamont Ross on the outside. Fake in the corner. DeFrancesca pulls up from 19 feet, rolls out. Tui with the rebound. Gibson reaches in, gets a hand on it. Loose ball created. York saves it on the baseline into the hands of Lamont Ross. Leads the break. Over to Gibson for three. Blocked by Tui. Grant gets it back. Drives baseline, and it rolls off. Butler with the rebound. Up and in, our foul. Well, there's as much energy as we've seen from the Silver Streaks. I don't know, maybe in all of 2012 so far.
Well, and, you know, when you're not shooting well, what you've got to do is create more opportunities for yourself. And that time we got three cracks at it. And finally Butler, who, again, down low seems to be where he's the most effective for us. He can hit some threes, but he's the guy that can do some damage inside, and he did right there.
And he gets the three-point play. We're tied at five here in the early going. Foul, by the way, was on Mike DeSpinach, so that's his second already, and Tom Kleinschmidt, in disgust, sent him to the bench. Chris Close, a 6'4 senior, replaces him, so they lose only an inch. Close has it now down to the low blocks, gets past Lamont Ross and drives in for the layup. Lamont went for the steal, and that allowed Close to take it right in from the baseline. 7-5, York here in the early going, out of Elmhurst, up in the Chicago suburbs. Top of the circle, Grant Gibson works his way right, gets it off to Butler on the wing. Backs up, top of the circle, Garnett. Thought about a backdoor bounce pass. Gets it off to Lamont Ross. Pulls up from 19 feet. In and out. Rebound knocked around. Carson got a hand on it. Cheeseman tries to save it and does off Kloss right underneath the basket. Kloss tried to back up just enough to prevent Carson from throwing off him, but got enough contact off Kloss to go out of bounds back to Galesburg.
Another one of those hustle plays you create when you miss a shot, and Cheeseman did a great job there. He threw it down low and a hit off of his shin and went out of bounds, and so it stays with Galesburg.
Inlet pass from Butler to Grant Gibson, trying to lose his man on the right elbow. Brings it back out. Just underway, 4.5 minutes. Now down to 4:20 to go in the first quarter. 7-5, the York Dukes lead the Silver Streaks. Galesburg with the ball here. Carson Cheeseman sets a screen. Gives Ross some room to dribble into the inside. Then he lost the handle on the dribble. It went high up into the air. York steals it away. A drive, a dish into the corner. DeFrancesca skips it over left side to Rizzuto for three. Swish.
Good ball movement there by the Dukes, finding the man clear over in the deep corner. Everybody gotten sucked in towards the lane on the other side, and a nice amount of time to measure that shot, and he made the most of it.
Ross backs up, drives on the penetration, kicks it over to Garnett. Now right side, Carson Cheeseman will bring it back out. Now gets it off to Butler on the wing. Aslan works his way back in front of the Dukes bench. Now Ross has it between the circles. Garnett looking on the inside for Gibson. Hands off to Cheeseman. Under 3.5 minutes to go. First quarter. Streaks down 5. Butler driving. Reach in. Poke away. Loose ball picked up. Garnett forces his way in. Gets a shot off. Loose ball. Gibson goes up with it, and a tie-up called. York will get it back as Gibson got tied up going for the shot.
Green ball.
There have been several plays here. I've not been able to sort out the stats. The ball's just gone everywhere, and I don't know, the rebounds or shots or turnovers.
There's a quick three at the other end.
My.
Another shot knocked down, this one by David Cohn. And it's now 13-5 Dukes, who are shooting very well in the early going and have now built an 8-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Now, if you're trying to identify the shooter, we've identified about four of them so far. They've got good balance.
Good ball rotation. They get everybody involved in the half court. Here's a turnaround jumper by Grant Gibson. Last touch by Butler, getting knocked out of bounds and back to York. So one and done for the Silver Streaks on that possession. Grant already 1-for-5 in the game. But he does have two of the Streaks' 5 points. The other three to Aslan Butler on a traditional three-point play. 13-5, York getting that passing game going. Here's Tui trying to post up down the right side, dishes it out, open look for three. That shot rolls off by Rizzuto. Ball knocked around, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Galesburg, another crack at it for York.
Nice inside out by York. They go to Tui, and he puts it on the floor a couple of times, backs in like he's going for the shot. Defense comes back to him, he kicks it out, and they had a nice open look.
On the top of the circle, around the screen, another open look for Cohn, but he missed that one badly. Grant Gibson controls the hard rebound coming down off the glass. They executed it well, but shot too strong by Cohn. Silver Streaks down 8, 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Kendall Thompson will check in for the Silver Streaks at the next dead ball. Butler with it on the right wing. Top of the circle, Gibson. Hands off to Ross. Backs his way up. Ryan Carls checked in for the Silver Streaks, replacing Austin Garnett. Cheeseman gives off right side to Butler, right in front of the York bench. Inlet pass and a bounce to Carl. Dribbles once, looking on the outside, skips it to Cheeseman. Left side over to Ross. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter now. 13-5 is the Dukes lead. They've scored eight in a row. Streaks trying to stop that trend here. Gibson on the dribble, hands off to Butler. Looks at the basket, now gets off to Ryan Carl just at the top of the key. Had Ross cutting into the lane. Carl gives over right side to Grant Gibson. Dribbles his way, hands off to Aslan Butler. Looking on the inside, Butler directing traffic, waving players around, hands off to Carl, who juggles it at the top of the circle.
About to have a turnover here if we don't get into the offense.
Now Carson Cheeseman comes out for it. Barks out the play, and the Streaks will reset here.
Down
to a minute 15 to go. Pass through the hands of Carl. Cheeseman hustling, picks it up. Out to Butler for three, and it bounces in. Coach Mike Reynolds calls timeout. The shot hit the back of the rim, popped straight up into the air, and dropped through the cylinder, getting the Streaks within five. Now at 13-8, with a minute 9 to go in the first quarter. Silver Streaks. Well, there was that near turnover you talked about, Jim. Somehow they got a basket out of it.
Ball was loose in the lane, but fortunately we had Carson Cheeseman in the game. He's had at least three balls that he was able to get to or save that would have been turnovers or headed the other way. So Cheeseman has been big here in this first quarter to help keep us close.
13-8 is the score. Silver Streaks have gotten off a lot of shots here thanks to some aggressive play in the half-court offense, trying to get some offensive rebounds for York. Rizzuto comes out of the timeout. Kloss stays in the game. So does Cohn. Into the game for the first time, Justin Karash, a 6'7 junior. And DeFrancesca stays on the floor as well. So just one substitution there for York. One substitution for the Silver Streaks with Kendall Thompson into the game, replacing Cheeseman. Between the circles, Rizzuto. Left side on the wing, an open look, and another three knocked down by DeFrancesca. He's 2 for 2 from behind the arc. They have knocked down 4 3-pointers already in this first quarter and lead by 8. Silver Streaks work so hard on offense to get off even a shot, let alone points. They make it look so easy on the other end. It's that great ball movement and lots of screens setting him up. Thompson has the ball knocked out of his hands, runs into Aslan Butler, who saved it on the sidelines. They both fall down, and the Streaks turn it over.
I'm not sure I've ever seen anything quite like that. It was two of our guys fighting for the ball, and then there were two York guys right beside us, four players, and our two guys both fell down, one out of bounds, and probably could have been a push foul called in there somewhere, but the official said, ah, heck with it, we'll just go the other way.
Down to 20 seconds to go. The Dukes will hold for the last shot here, leading by 8, matching their biggest lead of this first quarter. On the dribble right at half court is Cohn, down to 10 seconds to go. Now they'll start the offense, setting a screen out high. Karash, Cohn drives right side. There's another open look for three. That one's off the back of the rim. DeFrancesca misses, rebound put back over the backboard from the backside. And the Streaks will get it back with 0.4 seconds left.
Probably won't be too proud of that shot, but he thought the clock was expiring, so he just threw it up there as quick as he could, and yeah, went clear up on the top of the backboard.
All the Streaks can do is heave it full court at the end of the first quarter. It's 16-8 York after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Crop insurance deadlines are March 15th. Spring prices are set in February. What will those prices be? Do you have your 2012 marketing plan in place? Is your plan based on projected revenue and expenses, or are you making decisions based on last year? In our 8 years, we have not seen 2 years alike. Our goal is to help you manage risk, not speculate on what we think will happen.
Call North & Company Risk Management at 800-322-7140.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The York Dukes knock down four three-pointers in the first quarter, lead the Silver Streak 16-8 after one. Coming out of the timeout, Trevon Diggins trapped on the sideline, dribbles out of it, saves it out high to Lamont Ross with Carl Gibson and Kendall Thompson into the game. Gibson in the lane trying to post up, turnaround jumper comes up short, rebound batted out off Ryan Carl's hands to Lamont Ross, another crack at it for the Silver Streaks. Here's another shot down low, good position by Ryan Carl up and in.
The Streaks take advantage of a York defense that seemed a little confused coming out of the quarter break. They've got a couple of new players in there, and I think they went to a zone, and they really didn't know just where they were supposed to be.
On the outside, Rizzuto driving in. Kendall Thompson cuts him off there, trying to work around the screen, and now we've got a foul on Trevon Diggins, guarding man-to-man with David Cohn cutting through the lane. That's the first foul on Trevon, second team foul on the Silver Streaks. Austin Garnett back in, first breather of the game for Grant Gibson, who sits down. 7:18 to go. Second quarter, 16-10. Silver Streaks down by six. The York Dukes with the ball on the inlet pass out high to Cone. Still working against Diggins. Streaks stick with the man defense so far here in the early going. Rizzuto cut off at the free throw line by Thompson. Hands off to Cone. Lost Diggins briefly. Now gets it over to Rizzuto. Fakes left, drives right, pulls up from 17 feet. Missed everything. Under the basket, Austin Garnett gets the rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks down six. Thompson drives through the lane, dishes off to Diggins, pulls it back out to Ross. Reverse left over to Ryan Carl. Fakes the three, gets it off to Ross. Steps inside the arc. Garnett comes out for the pass and gives it back to Lamont, who backs up into the midcourt circle. 6:40 before halftime, Gillisburg down 16-10. Garnett dribbles once. Thompson with it now in front of the York bench. Stops on the right wing. Gives it back off to Diggins behind him. Trevon dribbles backward a little bit, now hands off to Thompson, who works his way back toward the top of the arc. Left around a screen from Austin Garnett, hesitation drive, cut off by two defenders, shovels it back to Carl for 19 feet off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Chris Kloss. Lots of movement for the Silver Streaks, just couldn't knock down the open jumper there. Still trail by six, 6 minutes to go first half. Skip it top of the circle to Kloss between the circles. Diggins fell down at the other end, briefly at a 5-on-4. Now driving left side, Rizzuto pulls up on the runner from 14 feet, missed it, but the rebound put back by Kloss and a foul.
Well, as well as York shoots from the perimeter, at least what they've shown us so far, we hate to give up those second chance opportunities like they picked up right there with Kloss on the putback and a chance for a three-point play. You know, you're talking about Rizzuto, Brad, and you were fortunate, we were talking in the pregame, but that's how it's pronounced. His name is spelled R-Z-E-S-Z-U-T-K-O, and they call it Rizzuto. So.
Like Phil Rizzuto.
Yes.
Scooter for the Yankees.
Yeah.
There's Kendall with a runner down the lane. Nobody came over to block him off, so he went up with a one hand just inside the free throw line. His first basket of the game. Streaks down seven now, 19-12, 5:35 to go first half. Working his way right, this is Rizzuto. Throws it behind David Cohn, out of bounds. A scramble for it. York can't catch up to it. The Streaks get it back. Just the fourth Dukes turnover. Back into the game, Frank Tuohy for the Dukes. That is their only substitution as Justin Karash sits down. So they don't lose any size. A junior sits down. A sophomore comes in. In fact, with that hairdo, they actually gain a little bit in size, don't they?
Yeah, he's got 1.5, 2 inches there.
Thompson cut off on the right elbow. They swing it around left to Lamont Ross. 5:15 to go here in the first half. Streaks down seven with the ball. Carl out high for the pass. Picks up his dribble. Gives it off right to Kendall Thompson. Fakes right. Works his way left. Garnett now gives off to Trevon Diggins. Just inside the arc. Hands off to Carl. Inlet pass to Austin Garnett, who got held from the backside. That'll be the first foul on David Cohn. And the fourth team foul on the Dukes with 5:02 to go in the first half. Streaks down seven. Kendall Thompson will inbound the ball from the right of his own basket. Slaps it, gets it into Ross. Fakes the pass, steps to his left, and then can't hit the three-pointer. On the weak side, rebound to Kloss for York. He's got three rebounds in this quarter already. Driving at the other end, Cone too strong, shot rolls off the rim, and Ryan Carl gets it. A very quick possession there. Ross at the other end, a runner in the lane. That hits off the back of the rim. Rebound by Rizzuto, who drives it into the front court. They swing it left over to Cohn. Skip pass right side to Rizzuto. He's got all the time in the world to shoot, and then he missed it. Kendall Thompson up high in front of Ryan Carl. They battle for the rebound, and now a foul called, I believe, on Tuohy. Reaching in, trying to knock it out of Thompson's hands. That'll be the 15th foul on York.
That game picked up a lot of tempo there in the last minute.
Sure did.
Teams getting up and down the court. A little surprised that York hasn't, and I think probably the element of surprise to some degree by Tom Kleinschmidt. I just assume they'd come out seeing what has been done to us with zone defenses, but I think he probably expected Coach Reynolds to expect that, so they came out in the man in the first quarter, but now are zoning it up here in a pretty traditional 2-3. Maybe in a 2-1-2, actually.
Looks like it, yeah. Left side, Carson Cheeseman skips it over right side to Lamont Ross. Top of the circle. Now left side it goes to Cheeseman. Bounce pass down low to Butler, who came back into the game. Grant Gibson back in as well for the Silver Streaks. Thompson with it now at the top of the arc. Works his way left. Cheeseman will back it up. A lot of times that man defense, if you're concerned about your team coming in lethargic, it can get you going. Yep. Thompson steps into the lane, and he's blocked by Tui. Picks up the loose ball coming off the block. And here comes York into the front court. Bounce pass through the lane. Tui pump fakes, puts it up and in, and he's fouled by Butler. Chance at a three-point play here. First foul of the game on Aslan, and the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. It's 21-12, matching the Duke's biggest lead of the game here at 9.
I'm sure that's been one of the things that York has worked on with this Frank Tui inside, is to getting to power up strong like that, and he did, because he's fairly thin, but he's still growing into the length that he has, and he could be a force if he gets a little stronger.
Grant Gibson rebounds the missed free throw. Streaks with the ball down 9. Kendall Thompson with it. Top of the circle, Carson Cheeseman. Everything cleared out on the left side. Here comes Lamont over there. He's wide open, but the Streaks don't even look at it. The screen worked perfectly as Lamont cut through the lane. He's still standing over here on the left side, but by the time he gets it, he'll be covered up by somebody, and he's too far out to take the shot now with the ball. Has it back from Kendall Thompson, drives into the lane and turns it over. Tried to pass it away, lost the handle on it, picked up by the Dukes, driving into the lane, and Rizzuto runs right into Kendall Thompson. That'll be the first foul of the game on Kendall. Fifth team foul. In fact, both teams have 5 team fouls now. 3:08 to go in the first half. Reminder, Silver Streaks girls basketball, what a great win they had over Champaign Centennial on Saturday. They're back in action in their own Martin Luther King tournament today at Knox College against Morton, with another terrific battle on tap there, that game on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Now the Dukes foul on the inbound and turn it over. That'll be the second foul on Tui and the sixth team foul on the Dukes. After our game here, we'll switch you over and make sure you get the end of that Galesburg girls game here on WGIL. Right? No? All right, correct me, Jim.
Three-pointer by the Silver Streaks. Can't miss that. Finally got a shot for Thompson there, who doesn't get those off very often.
It's 21-15, Streaks down 6.
But yeah, we'll just pick up the girls right here on AM 1400.
Okay.
And we thought since they upped the starting time of the boys' game, there shouldn't be much lag between the two.
There's a jumper on the other end. A three won't go down. Good rebound by Karash controlling it. Thought about going back up with it. He skips it back out. Left side, now they give it right back to him down low, and a heck of a pass from Rizzuto on the outside. And Karash with the jumper puts the Dukes back up by 8, 23-15. Another offensive rebound leads to more points for the Dukes. Cheeseman, almost went up and down with it for the travel. Gets the pass away to Butler, who misses from the baseline. And the rebound by Cohn. Very active in there at just 6'2". Drives at the other end, and he's fouled going to the basket.
Got the rebound, went all the way coast to coast. Flew in there from the left side a little too fast to make the shot, but did get the foul.
He's deceivingly quick, isn't he?
He is.
And not just on that possession. We've seen it on several possessions. Austin Garnett will come back in for the Silver Streaks here as he replaces Thompson. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Streaks down 23-15.
These guys destroyed a pretty good Manuka team in their last outing here.
Top of the circle, Cohn with another three-pointer. Rolls off. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Butler for the Silver Streaks. Good battle for it under the basket between Butler and Karash. But Aslan couldn't handle it, and York gets it back. I've got it for 4 dead ball rebounds in this game already, meaning they're winning those 50-50 battles. Now they throw it away on the inbound. Karash wasn't expecting it. He ducked instead of taking the pass. Gibson pulls it away and then misses the jumper at the other end. Karash hustles back for the rebound. 6th Dukes turnover, but the Streaks can't take advantage of it. Driving in, Rizzuto cut off inside the free throw line. DeFrancesca brings it back out. Down to 90 seconds to go in the first half.
We're shooting a little better today. Not a lot, but a little better. That's got us still within striking range down eight.
Still looking for our first quarter where we can score in double figures, though. Here's a drive, a dump off left side, and a foul as Kloss goes up for the shot. Streaks got there too late, and that's a seventh team foul. It's a shooting foul either way, but a seventh team foul now with the Dukes in the bonus.
6 of 18 so far combined in this first half for the Silver Streaks.
Second foul on Austin Garnett. 8-point York lead, make it 9 as Kloss makes the first free throw. He's got 6 points now. This matches the Duke's biggest lead now at 24-15. Spins the free throw in his hand. Second one on the way, and good as well. Very nice shooting form by Kloss, who's made 3 free throws in the game. Biggest lead for York now at 25-15. A minute 10 to go first half. Streaks got the first basket of the game. Since then, York has led the entire way. On the outside, Ross, again trying to solve that zone. Driving in, Cheeseman. Gets it off to Ross, who works his way right. Bounce pass intended for Carl. Has to step over to come up with it on the baseline. Just forces it up inside of two men. Bad shot picked off by Kloss on the rebound. Driving at the other end. A 3 by DeFrancesca is good, and they make the Silver Streaks pay. A 13-point lead now.
Be tough to beat these guys when they can drop in threes like that. They don't have to be open for long. It's a quick release, and they have just buried him from that corner over there in front of the Galesburg bench.
Tom Kleinschmidt, a post player at DePaul University, you wouldn't expect to see him coaching such three-point shooters, but when you've got him, you use him.
Yeah, and he's got some big kids too, but none of them are real polished, so I'm sure that's a work in progress as well.
Down to 10 seconds to go. Here come the Streaks starting their offense now, trailing by 13. Cheeseman goes up for the shot, gets it knocked out of his hands. Inlet pass for Carl, who slaps it on the floor, gets it back, then throws it over Aslan Butler out of bounds, and the Streaks can't get off a shot with 2 seconds to go. With .2 to go. They inbound it, and that's the end of the first half. Good first half by York. If there was any danger of them coming in looking past the Silver Streaks, they certainly did not show it, leading by 13 at the half, 28-15. When we come back on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show, we'll take a look at the first half statistics, the individual scoring for both of these teams. We'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. It's the Dukes of Elmhurst York High School with 28, Silver Streaks 15. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Pratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Pratty, at Pratty Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Hey, guys. Talk to me. How did it go?
Oh, amazing.
Really? They bought it?
No.
The client hated it. But they brought McDonald's breakfast to the meeting. Mm-hmm. I had a sausage McMuffin with egg. Mary had the oatmeal.
Oh, so good.
Seriously, the one time I couldn't make it.
I know, right?
Brighten your morning perspective with the hot and savory goodness of McDonald's sausage, gravy, and biscuit. It's only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Only at McDonald's. Participation may vary.
It really gives them their life back. It helps them to do the things they want to do without having to worry about embarrassing moments.
Jamie Way, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary, has helped individuals overcome incontinence issues and live lives without incontinence supplies.
It is pelvic floor training, so a lot of people kind of in the area, it's kind of a problem with urinary incontinence. We do exercises just like any other skeletal muscle. It can be strengthened, pelvic floor, to help with the urinary incontinence.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. After After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Thanks for being with us here for the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Show here on WGIL. Galesburg boys trailing York 28-15. The positives out of the first half, Jim, I guess you start with the energy. We certainly saw a lot more from the Silver Streaks in terms of up and down play. They seem to be a lot more energetic, seem to have a little more of that bounce that Coach Mike Reynolds talked about in the pregame. So there's the positive. On the negative, York, I thought, has executed extremely well. Here the Silver Streaks are still down 13 at the half.
Yeah, it's a better effort than we got on Saturday, but I think playing a better team, obviously. You know, the Manuka team that beat us so bad there the other night was... They were a problem because they're smothering defense, and they were a pretty deliberate style, and they just really took us out of anything we wanted to do on both ends. York is running the court a little bit more, which we kind of like to do, and I think we're getting a few more shots today than we got Saturday that are realistic shots that aren't just launching three-pointers, but still the result is the same. We're down 13 to a York team that's just got more firepower from the outside.
In fact, not only more quality shots, but just more shots in general. 19 shots in the first half on the first game Saturday, 17 shots in the first half in the nightcap on Saturday, 22 shots in the first half here today, but still not making enough of them. And the Streaks are down 28-15. What do the team numbers show, Jim?
Galesburg shooting better than Saturday, but still at 27%, not going to win you many games. 6 out of 22 from the field for the Streaks. Meanwhile, York is 9 out of 19, 47%, decent, but plus the fact that, 4 or 5 of those shots have been three-pointers. So
5 out of 10, in fact, they're hitting 50% from behind the arc.
So you don't have to have an overall great percentage, and you've got a good percentage from three-point land to do some damage. Rebounding totals, 17 right now, I believe, for York is what we're showing. And the Silver Streaks, let's see, 6, 10, 12, is that right?
Got them for 12, yep.
Okay. And then the turnover count at pretty even, in fact, dead even at 6 turnovers apiece.
Again, York shooting 5 of 10 from three-point range. Silver Streaks 2 of 5, so not bad percentage there. And the Dukes getting to the free throw line more. 5 out of 6 in their attempt. Silver Streaks just 1 of 2 from the stripe. Take a break here on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Show. We'll run through the individual scoring when we come back, and we'll hear from Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when the team comes back out of the locker room. Here at the Martin Luther King Classic, it's York 28, Galesburg 15. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything is sports.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Looks like the mailman's here
with a great big package.
I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present?
Oh my goodness, that is huge.
Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got.
A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Are your teeth crowded and overlapped? Did you know that this condition can make you prone to gum disease, which is the major cause of tooth loss? At Owen Family Dentistry, they have solutions, including orthodontics for adults and children to give you that healthy, vibrant, and beautiful smile you've always wanted.
it happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Cloudy and milder this afternoon with a chance of light rain and a high of 48. Cloudy tonight, areas of fog and a chance of rain in the evening, then a chance of snow and sleet late, low 29. Tomorrow, chance of snow in the morning, partly sunny, maybe some more snow in the afternoon with temperatures falling into the mid-20s, gusty winds near 30 miles an hour. Right now it's 44 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks boys basketball here. Galesburg down to the York Dukes out of Elmhurst. 28-15 is your halftime score. Getting ready to go down to the sideline where Jim is with Steve Cheeseman right now.
Okay, well, Coach, a little bit better result offensively, still not a juggernaut, but starting to break the ice a little.
Yeah, I mean, I think we made progress. We played harder. We played with a better purpose. This is a nice ball club. I think we talked on the offensive end against their zone. We got to keep our spacing a little bit better, attack a little bit better with some skip passes, and get a little bit better look with our shots. Down here, we gave up some easy threes where we got lost a little bit and then gave up some offensive rebounds, and that hurt us. Otherwise, this game would be a 3-4-5-point ball game.
Yeah, they probably get it up the court as quickly as anybody here.
Yes, they really do, and then they get, you know, they get us lost on the defensive end where we're scrambling the whole possession. They're a nice ball club, and we need to answer that a little bit, and we can get ourselves back in here.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Let's run through the individual scoring here very quickly before we start the second half. For York, Chris Kloss led the way. I'm sorry, Matt DeFrancesca led the way for the Dukes with 3 3-pointers and 9 points overall. Chris Kloss had 7 coming off the bench. Next was David Cohn with 5, including a 3-pointer and a couple of free throws. Jake Rizzuto with 2. Frank Tuohy and Justin Karash, the big players down low, each with 2 points. And Mike DeSpinach got into foul trouble very early into the game and sat for most of the first half with 2 fouls and did not score. For the Silver Streaks, Aslan Butler led with 6 points, all of those in the first quarter. Kendall Thompson with 5. Grant Gibson and Ryan Carl each had 2. And there's a foul by Lamont Ross on the inbounds, or on the first possession of the second half, guarding too closely against Jake Rizzuto. He gets called for a hand check foul. Ross, Trevon Diggins, and Austin Garnett did not score in the first half for the Silver Streaks, who trail 28-15, and the Dukes with the ball to begin the third quarter. Driving inside, DeFrancesca cut off along the baseline, along with Rizzuto, Tuohy, Cohn, and DeSpinach back in after sitting much of that first half with those 2 fouls. On the right side on the dribble, Rizzuto brings it back out high to Cohn, steps to the free throw line, pulls up from 18 feet off the back of the rim. Long rebound pops out to Carson Cheeseman. Had Grant Gibson cutting down the floor, but Cheeseman gives off to Ross instead, who dribbles to the top of the arc. Right side it goes over to Carson. Steps up, gets it into Austin Garnett in the corner. And they'll look to swing it around back left. Bounce pass down low to Garnett along the baseline. Out to Aslan, skips it over right side to Cheeseman. Skips it back over left to Aslan, drives in, baseline, one-handed floater, rolls off. And the rebound to York, getting it out to Cohn on the outlet. He can't get the shot down, and the rebound saved under the basket to Lamont Ross. So lots of action here in the early going, and the spinach is favoring his left leg or his left ankle, and he's really hobbling. They're going to have to get somebody out there to help him off the floor. He got tied up with somebody on the battle for the saved ball underneath the basket. And he's really turning that left leg awkwardly, just trying to get some balance on it.
He may be done. He's really in a lot of pain. He may be done for the game. And they'll bring in big kid, Justin Karash, it looks like. So they will go, well, I thought he was coming in now. No, he's not. My bad. He went up to the scorer's table and then back down.
Well, they've got Kloss into the game now, who scored 7 in the first half. So it'll be him instead. Ross with it at the top of the circle. after that Galesburg saved rebound. Ross with it at the top of the circle. Right side to Carson. He'll put up the three. Good rotation, but the ball falls off, and the rebound to Tui. For York, into the front court cone. Quick pass down low to Tui. Thought about driving baseline. Now he'll put it up with the baby hook and rolls it through.
If he can get the opportunity to do that, he'll put up some points, because that was a nice power move by the big kid and a little soft touch. That's not a shot you'll block.
They doubled up the Silver Streaks. Austin Garnett with a quick jumper at the other end. Grant Gibson trying to knock the rebound out of the hands of Kloss does, but it's out of bounds back to York. And a quick timeout called by Galesburg. A 6:09 to go in the third quarter, a 30-second timeout. Galesburg gives up the first basket, showing some energy, but that was a quick shot by Austin Garnett. Streaks didn't run much offense there.
And 0-3 from the field here to start off this first 2 minutes of the third quarter. And we're still, as you mentioned, Brad, in the first half trying to chip away at something small, and that would be to hit double figures in a quarter for the first time in a long time. We've had 8 and 7 so far in this game. We had 4, 7.
I'm thinking that they got it back in the Maine South game. Yeah, fourth quarter in the Maine South game, they got 11. But they'd scored 5, 8, and 5, and they didn't come anywhere near double figures in the Minooka game in any quarter.
Only had one field goal the entire second half of that Minooka game.
Approaching the six-minute mark of the third quarter, so the offensive struggles continue, even though I think the Streaks have played better here today. Definitely played with more purpose. Cone with it on the dribble now, working against Carson Cheeseman in the man defense. Carson tries to reach in, poke it away. Kloss with it now. Top of the circle to Rizzuto. Now backs up into the midcourt. Basketball, the big orange in the middle of the circle. Good drive and a dish off underneath to Kloss. High up the glass and in.
Terrific job of running their offense that time. And Kloss is just hanging around the baseline until they can get that opening. And Streaks kind of lost track of him underneath the basket. He comes back from underneath and puts it in.
Quick dish down low. Garnett skips it back out to Cheeseman. Steps left. They swing it around left. Aslan fakes, now gets it off to Garnett along the baseline, juggles it, skips it back out. Now right corner it goes to Cheeseman, skips it back left over to Aslan with an open three. Rolls around and out. We got a foul away from it. Silver Streaks trying to post up for the rebound. It'll be a foul called on Austin Garnett. Okay, his third. Second team foul on the Silver Streaks. And unfortunate for Aslam, that one circled around the rim and came out. On the outside, a fake by DeFrancesca. Steps right. Can't get the shot to go down. And good strong rebound by Aslan Butler.
Sure was.
17-point deficit for the Silver Streaks. Down 32-15. They have yet to score in the second half after trailing by 13 at the break. Butler works his way to the top of the circle, and that zone continues to cause problems for the Silver Streaks. Mostly a 2-1-2. On the top of the circle, Cheeseman. Now Lamont will shoot over it
there
and hit
go.
It. First basket of the game for Lamont Ross. 32-18, Galesburg down 14.
That was the Lamont Ross we saw at the Christmas tournament in Taylorville.
Driving in from the right side, Lamont tries to poke it back, and another good dish off to Kloss, waiting on the baseline again. He still hasn't missed a shot. He's in double figures with 11. 16-point York lead, approaching the four-minute mark of the third quarter. Cheeseman, left side Lamont. Baseline, Garnett skips it back out to Carson. Right side over to Aslan for three. Way short. And the rebound, Rizzuto spinning off Butler, coming out with it on the dribble. Aslan just doesn't have much art to his shot. Hasn't had it all year long. We've been waiting for it to develop a little bit, but that flat shot, unless you're perfect, it's just not going to have much of a chance to go in. And even that one was a good 6 inches short. DeFrancesca hands off to Cone, works his way down the right side, spinning away, fade away to the free throw line, hit it.
Oh, that's the kind of shot you dream about. That was a thing of beauty. Fading away, high arching shot, nothing but net. He was halfway to half court, trotting backwards when that went through the net.
Garnett out high to Lamont Ross, Streaks down 18, 36-18. Ross with it on the right. Dribbles top of the circle, dishes it off left to Butler. Now Cheeseman, back out to Lamont. Baseline, Austin Garnett in the right corner. Swing it back around, left they go. Now Cheeseman holds up, reverses back to Butler on the left wing, and he'll pull it back out. Top of the circle, Cheeseman. Right side, Lamont for three. Short. Rebound, fought for. Two Silver Streaks had a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds back to York.
Streaks will bring Kendall Thompson back in. Ryan Carl. As Garnett and Cheeseman will sit down, and Streaks look like they'll just pick up, I don't know, I guess it's a 1-1, 2-1 maybe on the full court. Doesn't
Something
look like
that.
It's putting a lot of pressure, though.
Nope.
Oh, my.
A fake down the lane, and then Rizzuto's shot rolls off. He faked the pass, pulled a little Kendall Thompson move there, driving down, faked the pass, and then took it right down the middle of the lane. Streaks were fortunate he missed the shot, and they get it back on the dead ball rebound.
Yeah, as I was trying to figure out our 1-2-1-1, York already had it figured out and took it right down the middle. I don't think Mike Reynolds wants to see that again.
Skip pass left side. Ross skips it back right. Here's Aslins for three again.
We've got to come up with some more
front of the rim.
That just doesn't work.
And then Lamont grabs Rizzuto coming out with the rebound. That'll be the second foul of the game on Lamont and the third team foul on the Silver Streaks. Streaks have missed 5, 6, 7 of their 8 shots here in the third quarter and trail by 18. York, meanwhile, has hit 4 of 7. Make it 5 of 8. Perfect three by David Cohn.
Same one that hit the fadeaway there a couple of trips ago. He is feeling it right now.
21-point lead for the Dukes, 39-18, and they have not been pressed yet in this tournament, at least here at John Thiel Gym. They had that double overtime game with Maine South offsite before the tournament got underway here at Thiel. Now Kendall Thompson answers with a much-needed three-pointer at the other end, 39-21. York.
I think Kendall's the best shooter in the program, but it's just that his shot doesn't lend itself to getting it off unless he's wide open like he was right there.
Same thing at the other end by Rizzuto. Driving, faked the pass, and took it down the lane. This time he dished it off to Tui, who laid it up and in and got fouled. So a chance at a three-point play here with the Dukes leading 41-21. Third foul on Kendall Thompson.
Dukes have hit 4 of their last 5, 6 of their last 8. The only other Dukes we play are from Dixon, and we don't have them on the schedule anymore.
So Free throw rolls through for Tui.
They call the I assume they're the Dukes of York. Is that what you would?
I'm guessing. Yep. Left side driving in. Aslan Butler penetrates, gets a hand check on him on the left wing. That's only the first team foul on York here in the second half. A minute 24 to go in the third quarter. So Streaks left to inbound. First foul of the game on Chris Kloss. He hasn't done much else wrong. He's made all of his shots and has double figures with 11. Fake by Aslan this time. Leans in, gets it into the corner to Grant Gibson. Dribbles it back out, skips it out to Lamont Ross. To the top of the circle, right side, Kendall Thompson. Now Lamont with it, gives it back to Kendall. Steps to the left, inside the lane, swing it around. Over to Aslan. Drives on, runs into Tui. Bad shot, way short. Tui comes up with a rebound after the contact. And hands off to Rizzuto. I like Aslan's aggressiveness. Now Tui pulls up from the baseline. That one's well short. Ryan Carl does a good job boxing out, stepping in, getting the rebound. Streaks down 21. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Butler drives to the top of the arc, and they'll swing it back around right side on the wing to Kendall Thompson. Lamont at the top of the arc. Over to Kendall. Found an opening. Drives. Dishes. Left corner. Aslan juggled the pass. Now gets it over to Ross for three. That's off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Calvin Brown, who's come into the game for the Dukes. Ball knocked out of bounds at the other end. Defensively by the Silver Streaks. Dukes will hang on to it. Garnett back in. Trevon Diggins in for the Silver Streaks. Butler and Gibson sit down. 21 seconds to go, third quarter.
Well, the officials keeping this one moving. They've called a few fouls, but unless it's pretty obvious, they're not going to get too picky. In fact, I thought Athletic Director Ralph Henning kind of planted a seed. This officiating crew was down before the game in the hospitality room. Ralph said, boy, that crew out there is doing a good job. They're really keeping the game going.
hint.
And I think these fellas have got the hint. This game's moving along pretty quickly.
But I don't think they're letting a lot go necessarily.
No, nothing
it's
blatantly
been a
obvious.
Game.
Yeah, a lot of bumping and stuff though that some guys will call.
Here's a turnaround heave. Shot rolls in and out by Sean Kahovic, and that's the end of the third quarter. 42-21 York after three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Wouldn't it be great having a putting green in your backyard? Well, purchase the 4-plus bedroom quad level on Dayton Drive in Galesburg, and you'll get that. Plus ceramic flooring, plenty of storage, and a large 3-tier composite deck with hot tub. Go to Galesburg. Info, keyword FISBO for all the details.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Fourth quarter underway here at John Field Gymnasium in a pretty quick-moving game. The York Dukes lead the Silver Streaks 42-21 here at the Martin Luther King Classic. Kendall runs one in from the right side, pops in and out. David Cohn with a rebound, leads the break to the other end. Kendall gets back for it, trying to save it, and does, right along the baseline. Then Trevon Diggins, because Kendall went out of bounds with his momentum, Trevon had to pick it up on the sideline, and the Streaks get it back. That's the first turnover of the second half.
For either
and now
team.
The Streaks give it right back. Well, tit for tat, I guess. So, nothing gained, nothing lost for either team here. Driving inside, Kohovic, left side over to Cohn, who will bring it back out. Kohovic has it now on the outside. Streak shooting woes continue. Kohovic drives. There's another dish off right underneath the Kloss, who lays it up and in. He's just lingering down there underneath the basket.
Mm-hmm.
And York is penetrating and finding him. And it's about an easy game offensively, as he may have all year long.
Yeah, they killed us with a three ball in the first half, and they're just taking us apart down low in the second.
Here's a three by Thompson. That won't go. Rebound. Good job by Garnett to keep it free. And Thompson comes up with his own miss. And another chance for the Silver Streaks. Inside the arc, Carl dribbles it back out. Diggins, swing it over left side to Thompson. Scoops it in to Carl. Baby hook, rolls off. Rebound Kloss for York. He's got five rebounds off the bench.
So like see by Ryan, good aggressive move, but just not enough touch on the shot.
Wide open three, DeFrancesca knocks it down. His first three since the second quarter. He's got four for the game and 12 points, and it's 47-21, York.
4 points away from getting continuous clock for the second straight day in our own tournament.
Thompson with it on the left side, fakes the pass. Now Garnett from the left corner. Swish, just inside the arc, and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. A full timeout with 6:10 to go in the game. It's 47-23, York leading the Silver Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you break out your heaviest coat this winter and check the pockets, you might find an old chapstick, maybe a long-lost mitten, or an old grocery list, a few cents if you're lucky, or even an old WGIL button. Which reminds me, this year's button is orange. Is it on your coat? Because if you're spotted wearing the new orange WGIL button, you could win up to $500. And that's probably more than you just found in your coat pocket.
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Community Treasures, 444 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, or at Arby's on North Henderson in Galesburg.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Get the details on the next Knox County Snowmobile Search and Rescue Training when Pat Hennepin joins us tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the WGIL Morning News.
6:10 to go in the game. Streaks down 47-23. Reminder, Galesburg has one more game coming up tonight. Everything's running on time. Our pregame's at 5:40 here on WGIL as the Silver Streaks will battle Kankakee. Another team that has struggled in this tournament. Although, like Galesburg, their only win over Bloomington. And a close one there as well as they beat the Purple Raiders by 2, 40-38. Might remember the Silver Streaks back on January 3rd beat Bloomington on the road, 49-46. York will run the weave out high, just under 6 minutes to go. Now they pass it down low. Better pressure on Kloss. He finally missed a shot as the Streaks collapsed on top of him. And now Kloss compounds the miss with the foul as Aslan Butler gets knocked down.
Well, Kloss probably feeling maybe he got a little bump going up, and I would say he probably did, but as we've said there, letting it go a little bit here. And then so many times you get frustrated and go back for the ball. He was aggressive, but just pretty well tackled Aslan Butler there on the baseline.
top of the arc. Ross, left side over to Thompson. Good defense. Gets it out to Ross. Now right side, Zach Wilkie into the game. Three-pointer off the back of the rim. On the run, the rebound, DeFrancesca leads the break to the other end. Dishes off to Cohn. Lays it up and in.
York really a very athletic team. A couple of kids just look like natural basketball players. Really get up and down the court well.
On the right side, Wilkie, another three. That one's good. Swishes it through. Got an open look. Almost took too much time with that shot. He almost got blocked. He was wide open when he got the pass, and by the time he got the shot off, he was almost blocked. Bounce pass right side. Oh, York breaks the press beautifully. Justin Karash lays it in and is fouled from behind. They had a three-on-one by the time they got it into the front court, down underneath the basket, and they'll get a chance at a traditional three-point play here. Fourth foul of the game on Kendall Thompson.
Yeah, they couldn't run that break any better.
Into the game, Calvin Brown replaces Chris Claus, who may be done for the game. He finishes with 13 as he heads toward the end of the bench. Cohn sits down as well.
And ice on the foot of Despinich over there, who went out in the third quarter. That left ankle with the ice pack on it. And he may not only be done for this game, but their second game, which comes up in just a few hours.
And they'll play Bloomington in the second game of the last session here at 4:30. Wilkie on the left side. They're going to cover him up a little more quickly as he's gotten off a couple three-point shots. Kendall Thompson on the right side knocks one down from where Zach just hit one a moment ago.
We're threatening to break double figures in this quarter.
52-29 and a foul at the other end. Again, York down court very quickly with a chance at a transition basket, but the Streaks get back enough in enough time to draw the foul. The 16 foul will put Calvin Brown at the free throw line. First foul of the game on Ryan Carl. First free throw by Brown is off the back of the rim. And a good free throw shooting team here today as well. Prior to that, they'd missed only one. 7 for 8 before that Brown miss, and the second one is good. 53-29. York by 24. Yeah, Streaks have 8 points already here in the fourth quarter thanks to a couple of three-pointers. Driving in, Thompson. Top of the circle, Ross. Left side over to Wilkie. Tries to get the inlet pass. It's deflected to Butler. Baseline, Ryan Carl skips it back out. Lamont with an open look. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound on the run to Rizzuto. Here comes York in transition. 2-on-1. They dump it off to DeFrancesca, but Rizzuto couldn't quite handle the pass. He got a little out of control, and then the pass didn't get to DeFrancesca cleanly, and they turned it over out of bounds. Only the third turnover of the entire second half for both teams. 2 for York, 1 for the Silver Streak. Now Zach will put up another three. That one's short, hits the front of the rim, collapsing. There's Zach right in among the players, getting his own rebound back and saving it to Kendall. Thompson dishes off to Ross with a floater in the lane off the back of the rim. Rebound to York, knocked out of their hands, and another scramble for the ball. And Lamont's going to get called for the foul, undercutting Ryan Fendley, going for the loose ball. The Streaks do like the effort, at least, with players diving on the floor.
Several good looks that time. Lamont Ross had the best one. It's a shot that he'll make more times than not. Right there, point blank in front of the basket, but kicked off the back iron, and then the Streaks end up with a foul and give York some free throws back the other way. No question we're going to drop this game, but you're liking the energy that maybe can make some shots and get a little confidence toward going to the Kankakee game tonight, a game that would be a little more winnable than this one under most circumstances. Kankakee looked athletic but not very polished in what we've seen of them.
Had only 3 wins coming into this tournament. Streaks are down 25 as Ryan Fendley gets his first free throw attempt of the game and now his second, makes them both. 55-29. The foul was on Lamont Ross, his third. Just past the midpoint of the fourth quarter, 55-29 is the Duke's lead. Ross will take it into the front court, left side over to Zach Wilkie. Now Zach has it back, fakes the three, took too much time with it. Now he'll put it up as he stepped left and knocked it down again. 2 3-pointers in the fourth quarter for the Streaks, who finally break double figures in a quarter, and they're down still 23. Sean Kohovic will bring it across midcourt. Brown at the top of the circle, works his way back to Kohovic. Listed at 5'8". DeFrancesca still on the floor for York at 5'11", so they've gone small here. Also into the game, David Bartler, a 6'2 junior, getting his first action of the game with the Dukes in command of this game with 3 minutes to go. had an 8-0 run in the first quarter that gave them an 8-point lead by the end of the first quarter at 16-8, and they've just continued to build on the lead from there. Driving in, Kohovic will scoop it back out to Fendley on the outside. They'll run some more clock here. Earlier today, Maine South defeated Kankakee 58-47. Minooka over Bloomington 62-43. York will play Bloomington to win this tournament coming up at 4:30 this afternoon. Minooka will play Maine South at 3. And the Silver Streaks battle Kankakee in the nightcap at 6 o'clock here on WGIL. York still running clock. Streaks finally get a deflection in the backcourt. Kendall Thompson trying to save it to Zach Wilkie, and Zach gets fouled on the grab from the weak side by DeFrancesca going for the loose ball. That's only his second foul of the game and just the third team foul on the Dukes with 2:27 to go in the game and only their ninth turnover overall. I got the Silver Streaks with only 7 turnovers, so that number's down. For an up-and-down game, I'd say that's pretty good.
Yeah, it really is. It's one bright spot. So has been Zach Wilkie, and he's looking to fire again if we can get him the ball.
2-for-4 from three-point range in the quarter, and make it 3-of-5 as he drains another one from the outside. Sign him up for the three-point contest at the end of the year. Streaks are down 20 now with Seth Morling into the game, also Will Anderson and Marcus Ross. Kohovic pulls up from 18 feet. Long, Morling with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Chance to make this game look at least a little more respectable in the scorebooks with a few more points here. And the reserves on the floor for both teams now.
Wilkie and Fuego over there, he's ready to let it fly again.
Morling down the lane, tried to loft it up like he had stick'em on his hands. Couldn't get the ball off his hand, and then he ran into a York player and turned it over. Minute 40 to go in the game. 55-35, Silver Streaks down 20. Driving in from the right side, Fendley cut off, out to Kohovic. Now left side on the wing, it goes to Bartlett. Anderson guarding him. Morling pokes the pass into the backcourt, but Kohovic chases it down. Drives into the front court, briefly lost the handle on it, gets it off to Fendley. Wilkie will pick him up defensively. Thompson on the right side, forces one to go into the backcourt against DJ Springfield.
Did you just lose your pen?
I think I did.
Here you go.
Thanks. I don't even see it. Stick them on my own hand. It went right over the edge in front of us. Here's a three on the way. That one won't go down. Ross from the backside. Marcus gets a hand on it, but it's out of bounds. Apparently he touched it last, and York gets another dead ball rebound. It's a nice pen, too. I got to get that back.
It's a long way down there.
Well, not many people in the gym to fight to get it back, I guess. Kohovic all into the basket. Well, they patented that fake the pass and drive down the lane move, and he gets fouled with it. Scooped it up, hit the bottom of the rim, almost came back and hit him in the head, flying underneath the basket. That'll be the first foul of the game on Marcus, and Sean Kohovic to the line with a 20-point lead for the Dukes and 59 seconds to play in the game.
Well, if you dropped your pen over the edge, that's better than the briefcase that you dropped over there a number of years ago.
That was embarrassing. Thankfully, nobody was down below us.
That's about 15 feet down there.
Kohovic misses the first free throw.
What a look on your face when that went over the edge. Oh, no.
Well, Kohovic missed them both. Will Anderson with the rebound. The only kid who's, for the most part, missed free throws all game long for York. They lead by 20 with under a minute to go in the game. Wilkie with it on the left corner. He'll dribble it back out. Has the ball poked away by Springfield. Chases it down. Gets his own.
Oh, boy.
Behind the back pass. Woo! Leaves it off for Fendley, who lays it in.
That was special.
That was a highlight assist right there. Coming off the Streaks turnover. Thompson with a one-hander just inside the arc. Actually, it was just inside the lane almost by the time he got that one away. It rolls through. Streaks down 20, 57-37. Kohovic in the backcourt with 15 seconds to go. On the outside, Kohovic works his way to the free throw line, dishes it over to nobody. Springfield has to chase it down in the corner, but the Streaks deflected it out of bounds with 6.5 seconds to play.
The way things are shaping up here, we might get a good part of the post game in before the Galesburg girls game, which will be right after this. Stay with us.
And there's the final, 57-37. Silver Streaks lose their fifth straight now, falling to 8-13 on the year, and the Dukes are on a roll. They're up to 10-7 now. They're winners of 4 in a row, and all they have to do is defeat Bloomington later today and they will win this Martin Luther King Classic. Silver Streak still have a game to go against Kankakee coming up. 57-37, the final. Our post-game show is coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streak's boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supply, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your bet. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streak's basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. You call, who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Planning a service is a difficult time. When the need arises, do what so many of your friends and neighbors have done. Call on us.
It's always been a tradition, as long as I can remember.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
We'll help make a difficult time a special one, with a range of services to fit your needs, and every opportunity to make the moment one to remember. Hinchliff Pearson West Funeral Directors, with locations in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Each of us had that one teacher we'll never forget. Since 1853, the Illinois Education Association, IEA, has been the voice for those teachers, a catalyst for many of the reforms that help our kids succeed. IEA understands that good teaching conditions make good learning conditions. So we fight for school funding, smaller class sizes, and to hold administrators and politicians accountable for their actions. This message is brought to you by the Illinois Education Association.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Cloudy and milder this afternoon with a chance of light rain and a high of 48. Cloudy tonight, areas of fog and a chance of rain in the evening, then a chance of snow and sleet late, low 29. Tomorrow, chance of snow in the morning, partly sunny, maybe some more snow in the afternoon with temperatures falling into the mid-20s, gusty winds near 30 miles an hour. Right now it's 44 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streak's head coach, Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streak's postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streak's fall this afternoon, 57-37. Played better here today, we thought, but still lose their fifth straight. They're now 8-13 on the year, falling to the York Dukes, who improved to 10-7. And 4-0 here in this Martin Luther King Classic. Galesburg won their first game of the tournament back on January 3rd at Bloomington, but have lost all three games here at home. So they haven't defended the home court very well. 57-37 the final. Jim, let's go ahead and run through some post-game statistics.
All right, just tallied up the final numbers for York. Pretty good day from the field. 20 of 38 for the Dukes, 52%. And you'll tell us here in a few minutes the three-point shooting was well above 50% as well for York. And they didn't have to use that three ball a whole lot in the second half. They were able to get inside and get some easy baskets to go ahead and put this game away. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks at least finally had a good shooting fourth quarter. First quarter of any offense we've seen in quite a while. Streaks at 6 out of 14, including 4 three-pointers in that period. So they finish, all told for the game, 14 out of 47 from the field and get it up to 29% for the game. Rebounding edge, unofficially showing York with 28 boards, Galesburg with 25, and the turnover count.
Had York for 30, by the way.
Okay, we'll put them up to 30. And York with 10 turnovers and the Silver Streaks with 8. A very quick ball game, and they did prove that they can play
a game in 1 hour's time if there's not too many fouls or many timeouts, and we didn't have many of each one of those. In fact, I don't think either team got to the bonus in the ball game, did
York
they?
Did. Yeah, York did in the second half there.
Okay.
Adding up the individual scoring here real quickly, and go ahead and throw some team numbers at you. For the Dukes, 7 of 13 from three-point range. That'll win you some ball games, huh? Silver Streaks, not bad. 8 of 21, so just under 40% there.
Zach Wilkie to thank for that. 3 of them.
Yeah, 3 of 5 for Wilkie alone in the fourth quarter. York, 10 of 14 from the free throw line. They missed 3 of their last 4, and the Silver Streaks got to the free throw line only twice, both on potential three-point plays. Grant Gibson missed one. Aslan Butler made one. That was all the free throws they shot in this game. Individual scoring. We'll start off with the Dukes, who finished with 3 players in double figures. Good balance scoring. Chris Kloss off the bench led the Dukes with 13. Matt DeFrancesca and David Cohn each had 12. Frank Toohey had 7. Next up, Justin Karash with 5. Ryan Finley late in the game had 4, all in the fourth quarter. Jake Rizzuto finished with 3. Calvin Brown had 1 on 1 of 2 free throw shooting. David Bartler, DJ Springfield, Mike DeSpinach, Sean Kohovic all played but did not score for the Dukes, who improved to 10-7. For the Silver Streak, Kendall Thompson, the only player in double figures with 13. He also had 3 three-pointers, 3 out of 4 shooting from behind the arc. Next up, Zach Wilkie with those 3 three-pointers in the fourth quarter, finished with 9. Aslan Butler had 6, all of those in the first quarter. Lamont Ross had 3. Austin Garnett, Grant Gibson, and Ryan Carl each with 2. Marcus Ross, Will Anderson, Carson Cheeseman, Seth Morling, and Trevon Diggins all played but did not score for the Silver Streaks, who dropped their 5th in a row, 57-37, to the York Dukes. Take a break here on the postgame show. Have more to come from John Thiel Gymnasium when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
He's been spotted wearing the WGIL button on his coat, even his beard. He'd wear one on his purse if he carried a purse. He commands the attention of button spotters. He makes headlines when he posts on Facebook. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always button up, but when I do, I prefer the WGIL button. Stay a winner, my friends.
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Community Treasures, 444 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, or at Arby's on North Henderson in Galesburg.
The challenge, see who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat, and they ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Soren's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You can win cold hard cash this winter. Pick up the new orange WGIL button at any of our participating sponsors and wear it to win. Details at WGIL.com.
Start of the fourth quarter. Gymnasium, the Silver Streaks fall by a final of 57-37. They are now 8-13 on the season. Silver Streaks girls basketball coming your way here on WGIL momentarily. Silver Streaks battling Morton today in their own Martin Luther King tournament. Anticipating another terrific battle there after a thrilling come-from-behind victory. Down 12 to the number 2 team in the state against Champaign Centennial in the fourth quarter on Saturday. Came all the way back for... well, about as exciting of a win as you can get, winning that one by 1 point on Saturday. So Silver Streaks will have another tough battle with Morton coming up here today over at Knox College. And that one's coming up here before too long here on WGIL. Silver Streaks fall today here by 20. Again, let's set the schedule for you coming up later today. In fact, not a whole lot later here today, as it turns out. The first game of the last session of the day is scheduled to start at 3 o'clock. And that one should go as planned. Manuka will battle Maine South. Manuka's 3-1 of the tournament. Maine South is, they're also 3-1, defeating Galesburg, Bloomington, and Kankakee. So that'll be the de facto second place game in the tournament. At 3 o'clock, York takes on Bloomington. Again, York the only unbeaten team in the tournament, and Bloomington the only winless team, not only in the tournament, but on the season for that matter. So it looks like the Dukes are pretty well wrapped up this tournament title. And then our last game of the day, Galesburg and Kankakee, will be with you, if everything's running on time, at 5:40 for the pregame
late this afternoon here on WGIL with a tip-off scheduled for 6 o'clock. And they've actually put an hour and a half between games there in the last session as opposed to an hour and 15. So
I would anticipate we'll start pretty close to on time.
I would think that one has a good chance of going unless that Manuka Maine South game is a real battle as the very first game and you know goes right down to the wire or an overtime
which
or something
could.
Like that. It could, yeah. Take one final break here on the post game here at John Thiel Gymnasium, and we'll wrap things up from the gym in the first half of the Martin Luther King Classic here today on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hi, this is Brian Barnhart. Tune in for Fighting Illini Basketball Thursday as Illinois takes on Penn State. Live coverage follows the GHS girls basketball game on WGIL.
Back to wrap things up here from John Thiel Gymnasium. Our final order of business, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Couldn't in good conscience give one on in the second game of the day against Manuka on Saturday, but we can today.
Yeah, I think especially in that fourth quarter, we finally broke out of our offensive doldrums and got, three out of five three-pointers. And actually had four of them in that quarter, and three of them off the hand of Zach Wilkie. Came in off the bench with a little spark, and so I think it's pretty obvious we go ahead and for that effort. A lot of guys have trouble getting three in a game, let alone three in one quarter. So Zach Wilkie, and you know the thing is, some might say, well, then why, if he's shooting so well, why wouldn't Zach just start? And maybe he will, but the thing about that is he's kind of like Kendall Thompson in the fact that he's got to be wide open to get his shot off. It's kind of a set shot; he doesn't get any elevation. It's not a jump shot. And so when you're up against another team's first-team defense that's all over you, he probably doesn't get that shot off very often. And so while it worked well in that situation, if we're thinking that's the answer against a little more intensity, maybe not. But for the game, hey, Zach came in. He always brings a ton of energy and plays 100%, going for the ball all over the place, and then top that off with some shots. And so, yeah, I like Zach in that fourth quarter.
Zach, or Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That'll wrap things up for now from John Thiel Gymnasium. Again, 5:40, the scheduled pregame time later tonight here on WGIL as Galesburg takes on Kankakee, team that had won only three games coming into this tournament and, like the Silver Streaks, has defeated only Bloomington in this tournament. So it looks to be at least an even matchup on paper, but, well, you know what they say about that. So Silver Streaks lose their fifth straight here this afternoon, falling to York 57-37. We'll be back with you later tonight at 5:40 with a 6 o'clock tip-off scheduled against Kankakee. Until then, enjoy the Silver Streaks girls basketball game against Morton. Should be a terrific battle over at Knox College. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will be along with you here shortly. And for Jim Lee, for Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer, I'm Brad Benowitz from John Thiel Gymnasium. Good afternoon for now.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.